AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump's 28-point draft proposal to end Russia's war in Ukraine has been presented in Kyiv. The plan calls for Ukraine to cede territory to Russia. The proposal was obtained by the Associated Press. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has previously opposed the idea. A judge has dealt the Trump administration a setback over the use of National Guard troops in Washington, D.C., the AP's Jennifer King reports.
A federal judge, Gia Cobb, is ordering the Trump administration to end its deployment of National Guard troops in the nation's capital, although her order is on hold for 3 weeks to allow for an appeal. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab filed the challenge, calling it a lawless incursion. Judge Cobb concluded that while the president does have the authority to protect federal functions and property, he can't unilaterally deploy the Guard to help with crime control or call in troops from other states. The district's attorney general is calling for the troops to be sent home, saying that normalizing their use for domestic law enforcement sets a dangerous precedent. The White House stands by the deployment. Spokeswoman Abigail Jackson says the lawsuit's an attempt to undermine the president's efforts to stop violent crime in D.C. Deployments in other cities have led to similar court challenges with mixed results. Jennifer King, Washington.
Trump meets today with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani. Trump has called Mamdani a 100% communist lunatic. Mamdani has said Trump's administration is authoritarian. World stocks tracked Wall Street's sharp drop in skittish trading, with major benchmarks erasing the previous day's gains. Better-than-expected U.S. jobs data has also raised the likelihood that the Federal Reserve will hold off on an interest rate cut in December, disappointing investors who have been counting on rate cuts to fuel more gains. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Nigeria faces another school mass abduction.
Armed men have attacked a Catholic school in a western region of Nigeria and abducted several school children and staff. The incident happened early Friday at St. Mary's School in the Papiri community, according to officials. The exact number of abducted students and staff remains undisclosed, but local media is reporting around 50 school children were taken. The Nigeria State Police Command said the abductions occurred despite prior intelligence warnings. Military and security forces have been deployed in the area. The attack follows a similar incident in Munda in Kebbi State, where 25 schoolgirls were abducted. The perpetrators remain unidentified. I'm Charles Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.